This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A lot of people watch the weather, but that's what Carl Mears, a senior scientist at Remote Sensing Systems in Santa Rosa, does for a living.
My main focus is on measuring the temperature of the atmosphere with satellites. And these satellites have been operational since about 1979, and so we have more than a 30-year record of atmospheric temperature from the satellites now. And if you look at this, you see a clear signature of warming, and the spatial pattern of the warming and that sort of thing agrees very well with what you expect from the climate models.
And that data provides compelling evidence in support of global warming.
The basic idea is just so simple. You make it harder for the heat to leave the surface of the Earth, of course it's going to get warmer. It's kind of like if your kid's too cold at night, you put on another blanket, it warms them up. So the basic idea is very compelling. And then second, as you kind of drill down to the various levels of details and you try and see if you can explain what happened over the last century using ideas that do not include the influence of human activities on the atmosphere, you find that you cannot do it. But then when you add those activities in, then there's very good agreement between what actually happened and what you think would happen.
Although the basic science of climate change is not obscure or complicated, the political maelstrom that has blown up around the issue has tried to portray it as such. Mears points to a pair of events from the past winter that led him to begin speaking out.
We had a really cold winter in Washington, D.C., but that doesn't mean it was cold everywhere. In fact, at the same time that we had all that snow in Washington, D.C., it was actually the second warmest February on record, if you average over the entire globe. And I think the other thing that happened was this ClimateGate thing where somebody stole a bunch of emails that was kind of like personal correspondence between climate scientists and then cherry-picked the most alarming statements out of there, took them out of context, and then made a big deal out of what I would consider to be almost nothing. I think the net effect is that people are a little bit more skeptical about the idea of climate change and the idea that it's actually occurring and that we're causing it. And, you know, in my mind, none of these things change that conclusion whatsoever.
Now a board member for the Climate Protection Campaign, Mears says he feels compelled to speak because he believes the consequences of climate change will be so widely felt.
The most important consequence is a widespread disruption of everything that's living, and in particular, the global food supply. The things that grow here now aren't going to be able to grow here in 100 years, and it's going to be really hard to adjust to that.
Some of that will be due to a gradual rise in sea levels across the planet, Mears adds, although the rate of that change is still uncertain.
It's probably not such a big problem for us on the West Coast because the shoreline tends to be relatively steep. So if you get a foot rise or something like that, unless you live in Petaluma, probably not a big deal. But you know, obviously in the East Coast and in Florida, it's a much bigger deal. The most conservative estimate of sea level rise is not so much, maybe a few feet by the end of the century. However, if for some reason large portions of Greenland or Antarctica melt faster than we expect, then you could get a much larger rise of, you know, maybe 10 feet, which would obviously be a problem for everybody.
In the face of such sweeping impacts, Mears says he feels compelled to do his bit to counter the chorus of global warming skeptics, using the most fundamental tool at his disposal, science. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.